Around 3:15 this Monday afternoon, a vegetation fire was reported within the Southern Humboldt Community Park in Garberville, near the Kim 2 entrance where the skate ramp and dog park are located. Initially a quarter acre in size, the fire would rapidly grow due to gusty winds and the field of tall, dry grass fueling the blaze, moving the fire towards private property adjacent to the park. KMUD News was on scene, and we spoke with the sole resident who was evacuated from his home.
Okay, I'm Keith Martini. I got a phone call from my neighbor, and he told me there was ash fall and to go outside and see how close the fire was. Well, when I got outside, it was right at the tree line coming right at me, about 20 to 30 foot high flames. And I got in my lawnmower and drove up the property just so I could see where it was. And I got up in the opening, I saw it. Came back down and got in my car, and that's when the fire people started coming up there and told me that I needed to bug out, and so now I'm down here.
You said it looked like a wall of flames.
It looked like literally a wall of flames was coming 30 foot tall. The whole tree edge was in flame. Everywhere, every which way I looked, all I saw was flame rising up high, and I was like, man, it is time to go. It's not time to play.
Yeah, is this your first time being evacuated
from? Yeah, from that close to a fire, yeah. And I do the fire piles. All through the winter, that's what I do. And so I'm very good with fire. I understand it. I have no fear of it, but I have a proper respect for it. And when I saw that much fire coming, it's like, yeah, okay, it's time to get out of the way and let these guys do their job. And just as that white truck went past me, he told me it was time to go, you know, to get the hell off the property. Well, he turned around and came back down, and his car was completely covered with that pink fire retardant. So he was drove right up into it at that moment. It was that close where they dropped that stuff right on top of him, and he was maybe 50 yards from me when they hit with that stuff. So it was very close.
And right now we can hear chainsaws in the background. They're likely, you know, trying to do some structure protection. And
well, they're going to bring down any trees that are burning up top also. If anything's burning up too high for them to reach, they got to drop it.
And you know, were asked to leave. You saw the fire. You were ready to go. Firefighters kind of confirmed that belief for you. You actually just went back over there a few minutes ago. How did it look?
I could see into the forest there to where my house is, and it was fine, and there was a fire truck next to it. But they've marched probably 50 guys up that way with shovels and that, and they're all working to save the day. They just said it's going up the ridge a little bit, but the helicopter has landed. I don't see as much smoke, so I'm hoping they have it under control, but we got a pretty good wind out here today, so they're going to be at it all night, I think, you know, just making sure it's all safe, and it's going to be quite a deal.
And, you know, for our listeners, I know you're really familiar with the community park, your property is adjacent to it, you know, I've actually seen you do your pile burning kind of here, so you're familiar with it, but can you just kind of explain what we're seeing right now? It's such a different sight than what we're used to.
Yeah, it was a nice 3 foot tall, just a grassy, brown grassy, dry field just waiting to burn. I mean, that is typical. And there's really not much you can do about it. I mean, you mow it and you mow it. Well, then it gets too dry to mow. And there's still, it's going to grow another foot while it's dry even. And so this is just typical of anywhere out here. Everything is dry. Everything that's exposed that's not under a tree is dry kindling right now. And it's ready to burn. And that's exactly what it did.
And now we're seeing a couple acres of blackened earth here.
Yeah, just charred. It's just charred. I've never seen it look like this. This is really something to see. I mean, it's
one question I have for you. Over the past few years, members of the Wailaki tribe and volunteer fire departments have been doing cultural and prescribed burns at this park.
Yes, they did one right up at the top here last fall.
You know, would you hope that we might see more broadcast burns of this area to prevent, you know, like you were saying, seeing the fire stack so high, you know, so some of those fuels could be mitigated so they aren't pushed towards your property?
Well, yeah, and it would be nice if they did just mow the entire fields. These fields, I know that they're bird sanctuaries and you've got to keep some of it, but this big flat here is just it's waiting for it, and you see how fast it goes. Within minutes it was gone. And if the wind had blown that way, it'd be over the top of that hill. If it had blown that way, it'd be up on the highway. It blew into the trees here, which the trees kind of slowed it down and gave them a fighting chance, is what I feel. You know, that, like you said, the forests are a little damp still in there. And there's no grass down in there to burn, so
What lesson have you learned that you would want other members of the public to know, especially as we all, you know, move closer and deeper into fire season and evacuations could happen at any moment?
Well, yeah, you should always be prepared. Be prepared to just, I didn't even put my shoes on. I'm wearing my slippers. I was out the door and gone. I mean, like, not, possessions mean absolutely nothing. Save yourself, save your animals. Get away from it, you know. I did see, when I turned to go back up the driveway when I was still on the lawnmower, and I saw a group of very large rats running across the driveway trying to get away from the fire. And I've never seen anything like that before. It was like, wow, they were big rats, and they were all just charging away from it, you know, like a whole group of them. And I was waiting to see what, you know, all the rest of the animals come out of the forest, too, because it was just, it was unbelievable.
Anything else you want the public to know?
Be safe out there. Make sure you don't drag your chains behind your trailer. Those chains drag and starts fires every single year, and people are just not concerned with it. They don't understand how simple it is for one little metal piece that's hot to break off and set in the grass and start a fire. And it happens here every year, and that's usually the cause. And if it happened along this road, I'm afraid that's probably what it, either somebody threw a cigarette out or it's a chain. Those are the two most probable causes of this one.
As of news time, his home is still standing. Following our interview with Martini, we spoke with a CAL FIRE battalion chief to get further clarification on the fire size, the threat to the greater community, and its possible cause.
This is Jeremy Ward, battalion chief with the CAL FIRE Humboldt Delnor Unit Fire Prevention Office. This afternoon around 3:15, 3:20 p.m., vegetation fire was reported down in Tubi Park, somewhere near the skate park. Our resources arrived at scene. The initial report was that the fire was only a quarter of an acre in size, but because of the winds that we're experiencing right now, they weren't not able to catch it on that quick initial small size. So with that, the fire is currently holding at approximately 10 acres. We do have numerous other aircraft and ground resources that were requested to the scene. And they're starting to make good progress. We cannot say that the forward progress has stopped yet, but hopefully we will be soon. As you can see behind us, some of the column has dissipated, though we still have a lot of problem areas near the line due to some areas in this oak woodland where there's more heavy fuels where it could contribute to spot fires outside the line.
Absolutely. Are you know, forward progress hasn't been stopped, but our crew is feeling pretty hopeful they're going to be able to tackle this?
I would like to say yes, but again, we can't control the winds, so there's things like that. So some of those problem areas that I spoke of, if we do get spot fires outside of the line, it could cause containment issues for the crews out here.
You know, knowing that the sheriff's office handles evacuation orders and warnings, are you able just to share if there's any residences that have been asked to leave by CAL FIRE?
We've had no official evacuations yet. However, there is one residence over here on the right flank that we do have resources with to help protect that property.
And I know this fire is under investigation. However, it does look like it originated from the roadside. Does that give any insight into how it may have started?
Not necessarily. It's much too early to tell.
Any helpful tips for the public?
Again, you know, we're starting to get a little spot of weather where it's going to be getting warmer and drier again, and folks maybe haven't already noticed it today. It's been pretty windy. You can feel some pretty good gusts picking up right now. So again, you know, we're still in the heart of fire season. There's lots of activity going statewide. We have resources still assigned in other parts of the state. I think we're still sending equipment out to the park fire. So just remember, folks, you know, again, it's fire season. People need to be extremely careful with their outdoor activities so that we prevent any of these preventable fires.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Battalion Chief Ward.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Just before 6 p.m. news time, CAL FIRE has announced that the forward progress has been stopped. The dog park, visitor's kiosk, and skate ramp are unscathed. However, there may be damages to the Soham Health Fitness Zone. Kimtu Road at Sproul Creek Road remains closed. Crews will likely remain on scene overnight to ensure hotspots are mitigated. KBON News will continue to share updates.